let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
What's going on in the portal today? Who's going in? Who's coming out? Who's going into the portal today? All right. You like my new theme song, Josh?
It's pretty catchy.
Kind of sad that you didn't join in and sing with me.
I was
considering you
my
know
window.
All the words.
Sure.
First, we'll get the little part out of the way before we get to the big part. So I'd like to tell you something about AJ Storr. So AJ Storr played last year at Wisconsin. He has decided that he is going to go to Kansas now. Big pickup for Bill Self. Remember, before he was at Wisconsin, he was at St. John's. So 3 years, three schools for AJ Storr.
Totally normal.
What's he up to for his senior year? We'll find out right around this time next year. But also on AJ Storr, he also attended four high schools.
My God.
In 4 years. So that's seven different schools in the last seven basketball seasons for AJ Storr. What do you think his man cave will look like when he retires from basketball?
So much gear.
He's going to have so many framed jerseys.
Yeah.
I can't even tell where is he originally from. Let's see where his page says he's originally from. Rockford, Illinois.
The Rockford Files.
Rockford, Illinois. He went to Kankakee High School in Illinois.
I hope that's not it.
That's what it says. And then he went to Bishop Gorman in Vegas for a year. Then he went to a prep school in Arizona. And then he went to another prep school, a.k.a. IMG Academy in Florida. Top 100 recruit, played at St. John's, played at Wisconsin, and will now play at KU for his junior year of basketball. Now, elsewhere in Wisconsin Hoops news, we are your Wisconsin Hoops authority here on 1620 The Zone. A little breaking news as it pertains to the portal. This has been rumored for a long time now, but it is now official that Chucky Hepburn has entered the portal. Chucky Hepburn, former Bellevue West standout, has played the last 2 years at Wisconsin. And actually has played the last 3 years at Wisconsin, has started 103 games at Wisconsin over his three seasons there, is into the transfer portal where he joins his former high school teammate, Frankie Fidlar.
Interesting.
What will happen? How many scholarships does Nebraska have open again? Just wanted to make clear. Three, four, six, seven, eight, nine?
Yeah.
Do scholarship limits matter anymore? Probably not.
Nah.
Chucky in the portal. Frankie in the portal. Will they be a package deal? Will they end up playing together somewhere?
Handshake, man.
Just like they did at Bellevue West a couple years ago. Who knows?
Who's to say?
Who knows? And so, also, if Chucky is leaving Wisconsin, which he doesn't have to, he can go into the portal and come back, I suppose, although it may fray some relationships,
sure,
especially with the crusty Greg Gard, you could assume that he'll probably leave Wisconsin. Does that mean Frankie in Wisconsin are no longer a match?
Oh, a little breakup.
Maybe. Well, I mean, they were never together.
Off the list.
Off the list, potentially. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what's... My honest assessment of all this stuff, portal, whatever, especially with the local guys, and, you know, people want to know, like, you get the question all the time, you know, what's gonna happen with Frankie? What's Frankie going to do? Like, I think... it is literally minute to minute. Like, a lot of times people in the media, whether it's like, you know, us or you know, Husker Online or whatever, like whatever website you're going to, like the newspaper people, like they get asked this question is like, what do you think they're up to? I don't think they know what they're. I don't think in a lot of cases they know what they're up to. Like, maybe there is a plan.
Remember when you were 20, 21 exactly. years old?
Somebody could have called me and convinced me that the moon was going to hit Earth tomorrow. It was going to fall on top of us, and you should sell all of your assets. Like, maybe I'll look into that, but okay, I'll get right to it. You can convince me of anything. So when college basketball coaches and their NIL things call their agent, and they're like, hey, you know, there's some money available and there's a roster spot available for you. You're like, oh, all right, cool. And then the next minute it completely changes. So I'm not I'm not saying that any of this is happening in these guys' cases, but I wanted to remind people that it is literally a minute-to-minute deal, especially when you're in that portal and anybody can contact you. So that's all. Like, that's where we're at right now.
Let the speculation begin.
Mustache Adam writes in.
Hi, Mustache.
Frankie and Chucky have the chance to do the funniest thing to Nebraska ball fans' hopes again. It's funny because Nebraska's been on a couple guys. Let me see if I can name them both. Javion McCollum, who they were in on last year, and then I think he ended up at Oklahoma this year. And then Hewley. Big man, he's transferred to a couple places. I think he ended up at Oklahoma too. They were after both those guys last year. I think Hewley was transferring from Pitt or something like that. And they were like, you know, they felt good. They were like on the prowl for these guys. And, you know, they were both on the list. Both of them ended up at Oklahoma. We'll see what happens with Frank and Chuck. I'll say this. Nebraska seems like a great fit. I hope for that situation, those two getting together, playing again with each other. It seems like a pretty good fit. Now, I will say this. I mean, as far as Nebraska's point guard situation, you know, Chuck, like what happens with Mr. Worcester and what happens with Mr. Euless, both who have transferred in from other places seeking opportunity at Nebraska. They look like similar players on the face, both distributors, ball handlers who can get the ball in other people's hands. That's kind of Chucky, right? So I don't know. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, genuinely, I don't know this. I'm just speculating on all of it. Like, does Creighton get involved in both of these guys? Like, I know Creighton made the list for Frankie. It never felt like that was. But if they both decide, hey, this is the right place, then can it work at a place like Creighton too? That's where you look. Like, when both of those guys are in the portal, you look locally and you're like, okay, what can happen here?
Chucky's gonna have a lot of suitors.
Yeah, Chucky's gonna have a lot of suitors. That is for sure.
His phone's going to be blowing up.
Indeed. Let's take a phone call from Douglas on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Here's Douglas. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, hey, guys. I was listening to you while I was on hold. And, again, just like you said, Nebraska just picked up a distributor and also a tall shooter. If Chucky were to go local, it would make more sense for Creighton because then he would also not have to play all the Big Ten opponents, including Wisconsin. So that would make more sense in a way. But I don't know about Creighton's roster. I know they lost, you know, they're losing Shireman, right? And Trey yep. Alexander, which would be like a Fiddler Chucky duo potentially.
I think as far as like fit, Douglas, like, I don't know. I think if you want guys, and if you feel like they, you know, you feel like they could get along in your program and in your culture and stuff, then you just take them and then you figure out the basketball part later, as weird as that sounds. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of the way it is right now with the portal.
I'm not going to share this document, but the document is a picture, but I was at a restaurant and I saw a certain local coach about 3 weeks ago. with some donors, I believe, and I heard the word Chucky about 8 times. They were at the bar, and I took a picture of it. I'm sure all coaches talk about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But so that doesn't mean anything. I have no cred, honestly. But I heard that name a bunch. You know, it kept coming up, and with a certain local high profile.
Oh yeah, you gotta know what could happen for sure.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. What about Iowa State? Is that a possibility? Do they fit the mix for those guys?
I don't know. I wonder if they get involved
in something
like that.
It's also pretty close, like something where, family members and everybody can go watch Chucky play, for example. So, I don't know.
True.
That's a thought.
Yeah. Thanks, Douglas.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for everything. That's life with the portal, baby.
Certainly closer than Wisconsin.
I mean, we're talking about, look at Nebraska's roster and how many guys that they've lost. Just, whether they were players or whether they weren't. So you're talking about, I'm just going to try and think of them off the top of my head. Jopp and Rice and Wilcher and Kata and is that it? Is the four in that regard? Am I missing somebody? Somebody help me out here. But that might be it.
Sounds like it.
And for Creighton, you lose Doetzler and Fred King and maybe that was it for them in that regard. But like I said, we're talking about rosters and then you lose, the seniors that you lose on both cases as well. So we're talking about minimum, and coaches have quoted this number before, minimum, 25, 30, 35, a third of your roster is probably going to get turned over on a year-to-year basis. And the goal is to make it better. I'm not saying it's the best move for play. This is not a conversation about whether the portal and its accessibility is good or bad for players, because I think there's, all the evidence in the world that it's bad probably. But for coaches, you have to be prepared for every situation that could possibly come up at all times, and your goal is to get better every single year. So what happens? I do not know. But I would expect both of the local programs to reach out to a guy like Chuck, for sure.
Good. Absolutely.
Good player.
Got to kick the tires at least, right?
Indeed. Back with more. We'll return on the Connor Happer Show, Portal Combat on 1620 The Zone. But first, the NBA play-in tournaments, that gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason. And so FanDuel is giving you an opportunity to play your way into $150. Which would you rather make, the NBA postseason or $150? I'd rather make $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. So take a player prop, a team prop, an over-under team total, or just a straight money line or a straight spread bet. Plenty more available for you in the FanDuel Sportsbook. Head to FanDuel.com/Happer and get started. FanDuel is, of course, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS.